This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're on a radio format, so a lot of our ads are at the end of an hour. I'm sorry, now we're going to break in 5 minutes, come back with a 12-minute segment. And we're going to have Anthony Cumia with the balance of the next hour with us, but part of that is going to be, I guess, having both hosts on together. And again, the website is compoundmedia.com. Gavin McInnes, who I just think is awesome. I really, really enjoy his humor. It's a little racy for the AM and FM crowd. So warning there, some parental concerns. It's adult information. But that's what it takes to also reach out to the trendies and the liberals and kind of deprogram them. But you got caught off by the break, Gavin. You were getting on the Daily Show, taking jokes you made and acting like they were serious and editing it together.
Exactly. So what they did after the interview, they recorded a bunch of reactions. So the guy, I forget, he has some stupid Indian name, but he's sitting there and they record him going, ugh, and ugh. And then they edit that in later. And at one point they said to me, name some soccer players. I don't know about American soccer. So I made up a bunch of names and then I go, and then of course, everyone's favorite, a guy who's known to most as Junebug. And then I made it clear to them that that was a joke, and they didn't know it was a joke. The guy said, oh, those are some deep cuts. And I go, those weren't deep cuts. I just made up those names. It was a joke. And then they made that the whole crux of their point was that I wanted to convince you that Junebug was a soccer player. But the big picture here is it takes so many resources and so much framing to make us look bad that they end up proving the opposite of what they're setting out to prove. They ended up proving that we're right and they're wrong.
That's right. Well, number one, 9/11 truth. They would always misrepresent what I was saying. I said criminal elements of our government are working with radical Islam. Bare minimum allowed this to happen. I had all these FBI agents and whistleblowers on. It was a fact. It's all coming out now. But Discovery Channel did this hour-long documentary that was 2 hours long. They've aired it probably 100 times. It's on all the time. It was like 7 years ago. And I talked to a packed crowd at UT, like 500 people. Okay, but I've had crowds of 5,000 before. But the point was, they cut at lunch to two or three people sitting there eating sandwiches in the big room and showed me speaking, cutting back and forth like there were five people. I mean, this is real deception.
If we are so stupid, then why can't you ridicule us? If you believe that Jews are lizard people, then that's easy to mock. I can just show you, a surgeon working on a guy. We can see he doesn't have scales underneath. Very easy to mock. But if we are so easy to mock, why do you have to keep framing us? We just had this with Katie Couric, where we see the whole video and we learn that when she said, why don't you have background checks, the people she was asking didn't sit there dumbfounded. No, they edited that in later.
What's crazy is they keep doing it even though they've been caught and their ratings are going down. Are they on a suicide mission? What's happening?
They're lazy. They haven't been challenged enough. That's the funny thing about being right. I mean, if you're a black conservative, you are getting hammered every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every time you visit your nephews and nieces. And what that does is it's like training, and you end up getting better at drawing conclusions from data. And conservatives, anyone right of center, is so used to being challenged and questioned that we actually have become pretty good at the truth, whereas the left has been so spoiled with their idiotic, infantilized view of the world with the racist, evil, bad white man ruining everything that when they get challenged, they get verklempt. They don't know what to do.
You're right. They really are spoiled. They just lay back and act like they're intellectual giants. Look at Trigglypuff. Look at Age Skrillex. These are not even the worst examples. This is what we're talking about. Victims of this system that gave them everything to the point now they have nothing.
Why do you want to censor me? If you don't like what I'm saying, debate me. Why are they so scared of debates? I have to fight tooth and nail to get a liberal on my show. Kurt Metzger over at Race Wars, who does a podcast, he's a liberal. him and his black comedian friend, Sherrod Small, they have to lay out little breadcrumbs like a squirrel to get a feminist on their show because liberals are petrified of debate because they don't know what they're talking about. And I don't even think they believe what they're saying.
Oh, no, they're not. Exactly. They're dumb people who just call themselves liberals. We'll be back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Secret 12, that's true. Supermail, Brain Force, Prosti Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a nine-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Hour today when Leanne came in and showed me mainstream news articles that are going to put women's urinals in the men's restrooms and make us all go into the same restroom in a movie theater. A movie theater is already a big enough train wreck at the end of the movie when I got to run in there and there's 20 guys, and if you're waiting on your wife or girlfriend, it takes her 15 minutes longer. Now, the Alamo Draft House is building a new super theater with two giant, they put the blueprints out on Facebook, two giant bathrooms where you take your daughters, your son, your wife, and you're in there with all these gross guys. I mean, I'm the type of guy that just waits and drives home because I don't want to be around guys. Now women and kids, I'm not going to that movie theater. But again, you ask, what kind of freakazoids are doing this? Leanne McAdoo is popping in at the bottom of the next hour. I've tried to ignore this because, man, I don't sit around talking about bathrooms. I don't like them. Hey, you want to have unisex ones? Have it like the W, but there's like 20 one-person ones. Please bring that in. Oh. Excuse me. I didn't mean to get back to this. I got so much news to cover. I want to talk about Trump, the new media censorship. We were just talking, you know, earlier to the folks at Compound Media, Gavin McInnes, one of the founders of Vice, an amazing, I'd just call him a free thinker, not even libertarian or conservative, just folks that are for common sense and civilization. And Anthony Acumia, who I've known for probably, I don't know, 10 years, I probably popped in on one of his previous shows, was one of the top ones in the country. He's been kicked off terrestrial radio because of all those rules, same ones we're under, even though we dominate the Internet, too. And then he got kicked off for making comments about Black Lives Matter running around killing people, saying they were acting, you know, like horrible folks, which they were. But that's better because now he's even bigger than ever. I've gone and looked at the metrics. Believe it, it spins all over the place for what they're doing at CompoundMedia.com. And this is a war. They want to shut down drugs. They want to shut down everybody. And when the head of the Federal Elections Commission, the deputy head, comes out and says, yes, I do want to regulate drugs, and these horrible right-wingers, what they're saying, it's affecting things. But I got death threats. Well, you're talking about getting rid of free speech, you demon. I mean, come on. This is what America's about. What is your problem? And so it's just out of control. They know they're losing power. They know people know they're a bunch of authoritarians. They're panicking. Now, the question is, will they win? Will we just shut up? Now, I've been ranting and probably dominating with Gavin on. So I want to give these two guys, just go at it for about 10, 15 minutes before I get to some other subjects with them on whatever is front and center for them. But I'm telling you, this is an epic time to be alive. And Trump, he's got his problems, but he's a nationalist. He's got the power structure crap in his pants. So much exciting stuff is happening. He's going after Hillary for all the murders and the rape and the corruption. I love it. And I love Ron Paul, but I just wish he was on earlier. I wish he'd be more pro-Trump, because I'm telling you, folks, this is the nationalism we need. Let me just say, Anthony, great having you on here. And Gavin's riding the shotgun with us. Let me ask you, what do you think of the Trump phenomenon? Where do you think this is all going? And what do you think the state of not just America, but the world is right now?
I'm loving this. I am loving it because it's time. Finally, a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel that for over a decade, I guess it's been that we've just had our freedoms taken away. And freedom of speech has been front and center on their agenda. Somebody on Twitter last night was asking me, do you really think Trump is going to change things? I said, no, Trump is just a symptom of the change that's already happening.
Yeah.
People want change. They've been slowly changing, and Trump is a symptom of that change. So I don't think he's going to change things per se, but you could feel it, can't you? You could feel their desperation. And
He shows that we're angry. He shows that we're standing up, the sleeping giant.
Yes, finally. We're looking and saying, wow, it's not all them dominating the news and whatever other alternative media is out there. It's people that are thinking like we are and like the majority of Americans are thinking. We want our freedoms back.
Tsar Nicholas II looks so pleased sitting there. Gavin, are you feeling the energy of our age shift?
This is our year. And you were talking about this with Artie Lang the other day about how he would fake his way onto job sites.
Yeah.
And he would pretend that he could do all this stuff.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, he'd get in later on. This is what the liberals have been doing. They said, we don't want the patriarchy. We should run the show. And we went, all right, you seem to know what you're doing. We let them on the job site, and there's just been construction mayhem for 7 years. And we're realizing, wait a minute, you were lying. You don't know what you're doing. Actually, you know what? Donald Trump personifies the patriarchy. We're bringing the patriarchy back. It was working fine.
Wow. So both of you, I mean, both smart businessmen, both smart media folks, founded your own successful media companies, you know, been around the world. In your gut, you sit around the table talking to your girlfriend, your wife, or whatever, talking to business partners. Where do you really think the world's going? How do you think this fight's going to play out? What are some of the possible scenarios that are positive but also negative, Anthony?
Well, obviously, on-demand digital media is where it's at these days. People don't want to be told where, when, and what they could be watching or should be watching. Perish the thought. So I see it going that way, which opens up a lot more freedoms of expression. People are able to voice their opinions and ideology without being persecuted or fired because your boss doesn't think what you're saying is good for the company. There's a lot of good that comes of that. And again, I see this pendulum swinging, and I really do think
that the free thinkers, the actual progressives, which is hilarious that they have that term stapled to them, will take hold again. And we will be able to discuss things truthfully, which is something we haven't been able to do for years. We can't talk about violence in the black community. We can't talk about things like you were just saying with the bathrooms. Like, people think, you ever see that movie Starship Troopers, where the men and the women are showering together and they're just talking about what they're going to do that day? It's ludicrous to think that men can interact with women like that on that kind of level. It isn't going to happen. They're trying to squash.
Can you imagine your female reporters or say, yeah, it's shower time. Let's, guys, you know, my wife won't mind. Let me just get in the shower with my reporter here.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
I mean, your wife would kill you alone. I mean, even the guy behaved himself.
Of course. Nobody, and no one wants their children showering with some freak that doesn't know what sexuality they are. This is common sense stuff that has been thrown to the wayside over the past decade. And it's time sensibility comes back to our society.
But isn't it also proof that they're just trying to sabotage us? There's no demand. There's no problem here. There's not a bunch of trannies going, I had to go to the bathroom with a bunch of men. It was horrible. I identify as a woman. That hasn't happened. They just know it makes us mad. So they get in there and with like a little pen knife, and they just kind of twist it in the hole and go, this seems to annoy you. I'm going to
here,
twist
let's make
you.
Their young daughters piss in urinals. Who comes up with this?
It's just willful sabotage. They're trying to annoy us, and I think it's because they have daddy issues, and we're dads, so let's mess with those guys.
Let me tell you something, Alex. I remember going to Shea Stadium when I was a kid with my dad, and that urinal experience was frightening.
Exactly. I do, too.
They want to put their daughter now through the same trauma.
I remember going to Dallas Cowboy games at those urinals that are 20 feet long and all these guys. And my dad goes, go ahead. Imagine taking your daughter. Turn around, honey. We're going to do it. There's all these guys. I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear a woman going to the bathroom. I'm still under the belief that bubble gum comes out of there.
Right.
Little cubes of bubble gum. I don't want to know the truth.
Anthony, you just brought back memories of all the time that I was horrified at baseball and football games staring into those old rotten urinals. And of course, all the men were also relieving themselves, you know, farting. I mean, I'm sorry, but it was like a nerve gas room or something.
It was terrible. And now they're like, yeah, let the daughters experience this wonderfulness. No.
Listen, that's the crazy part is that, oh, my God, I don't even know what to say. Is it a plan or is it total mental illness? I mean, which one is it?
Look, they're like Islam. The left is insatiable. And you see this with Islam. Someone has a burqa on. They've got the little garbage bag on their head. And then she's getting 20 lashes because we can see her purple socks. They are never satisfied. And the left is the exact same. They say, we need he, she, and it. We need a new gender. And then you check in 8 hours later, and there's 15 genders.
And now 50.
You can't satisfy them.
Facebook made 50.
50? That's insane. How can there be 50?
I don't think Star Trek has 50 genders.
They didn't have 50 alien species.
Right. I think Gavin's absolutely right. They're insatiable. You never see someone, one of these social justice warrior groups, that actually finish the job. They have an agenda, and they go, well, we got what we were asking for. Let's pack our bags. We're done. No, they go. They find other things to get to, find other ways to get under your skin and get their agenda across at the cost of society.
Right, because it's all about class. It's all about I'm smarter than you, and I'm telling you what the word is this week. Like with black, it was Negro, and then it was African-American, person of color. And so they have the lower classes constantly flummoxed, going, what is it now? Can I?
Oh, yeah, that's our new. We don't learn reading and writing and arithmetic. We learn the new words
today.
By the way, I have to apologize. I got something wrong. ABC News reports there's 58 new genders on Facebook.
Oh, sorry. Well, it probably became 58 from when you said it was 50.
Exactly. Next month it'll be 190. Right, we're going to break here in a moment, gentlemen, and this will be your final segment together, and then Anthony will continue on unless you want to stay, Gavin. I know you're a busy guy. What else is front and center for you guys we're going to cover when we come back?
Well, I think we're ready to announce that we are coming out of the closet. We've fallen in love. It started with some, you know, tickling and stuff, and we just fell head over heels, and we're moving in together, and I'm leaving my wife, and we're starting a new family of just orphans. We're going to own an orphanage in Africa.
Wait, that makes sense. I hear about the Guardian says there's a lot of folks turning into dogs. You guys can come out of the closet as two male dogs that are getting married.
Yeah, we're dogs.
And that you're going to use women's restrooms. Hold on.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
By the way, I don't want to compete with our own shows. That's what we're doing, and because it's just a war, and I just promote anything that's fighting tyranny. So we have these guys on to promote the great work they're doing. I just hope they have a billion viewers a day. And then the same thing, Buckley is doing this deal that I'm going to start doing every week with Reddit. A bunch of Reddit folks want to do it. He's met with the Reddit people. and it'll reach tens of millions of folks, where we're going to do these talks for 2 hours once a week. Roger Stone, exclusive. He's willing to do 2 hours tonight. That's kind of like Trump's secret brain. 2 hours with him tonight. Buckley's going to be honchoing at 7 to 9 while we have an hour of nightly news produced. So Infowars.com/show. Some of the stuff, subscription, like the films and rest of it, if you want to support what we're doing. But whatever. Let me just read this briefly. This is the London Guardian with a straight face. This is not unintentional, intentional comedy. The men who live as dogs were just the same as any person on the high street. It's easy to laugh at a grown man in a rubber dog suit chewing on a squeaky toy. Maybe too easy, in fact, because to laugh is to dismiss it, denigrate it, ignore it. The fact that many of us have found comfort and joy in pretending to be animals at some point in our lives. And it goes in to say how it's a gay lifestyle or something. Here's the deal, folks. Our government's financing people that just killed 200,000 plus Christians in Syria and rape women to death, some of them 5 years old. The headline, 100 men rape 5-year-old to death. Oh, but no one cares about them. It's all about he lives off government welfare and is a dog. She poured Drano in her eyes and the state pays for it now. It's beautiful. And if you dismiss it, you're a bigot. We're beautiful and smart because we pour Drano in our eyes. Is this a Clive Barker novel? Gentlemen, we got like 5 minutes to say. We're coming back with Kumi and it'll really go crazy. But Gavin, do we just counter their insanity by just saying whatever we want? And just, I mean, what do we do to defeat them, Anthony? What do we do?
Well, I think we're doing it. I think we're doing it. And I think just the sensibility of the majority of people that have been quiet for so long and starting to get sick of what they're saying. You know, who cares? Like you said, who cares about a guy that wants to dress like a dog when there are real problems? And that comes from the UK, where they're being overrun by third world Muslims and losing this amazing history that was the UK. And a guy in a dog suit, like, that's the distractions they're trying to throw at us to keep us off base and keep us from realizing that we're in big, big trouble.
And next we're going to have to make a place for them to be in the, you know, to be dogs. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
You hear these journalists talk and you go, no one talks like that. Like, you're in a bar or you see the comments on a website and you go, I agree with all that. That's how everyone feels. And then you hear the media and you think, no one talks like that. Like, 60 Minutes on Sunday, they had a thing called Inside the Edge and it was all about corruption in Wall Street. Every single person in the story, from the prosecutor, the journalist, they were all Indian. But 60 Minutes just plowed through that and didn't even notice it. And you think, what are your journalistic instincts? I don't know why they were all Indian, but the story didn't cover that. There is a major war on Western culture going on in London now. And these losers, some random gay dudes put on a dog mask trying to be interesting, and they're not. There is so much interesting stuff going on, and the free market has handled that. That's why we have compound media. That's why we have InfoWars, because the supply and the demand will inexorably meet.
What do you expect them to do to try to strike back? I mean, I know censor, just get more extreme, more demanding?
Yeah, they're trying. I mean, they are trying, and they've been pretty successful over the course of the last decade. Thankfully, technology has made it possible for the average Joe to get out there and actually be heard by a lot more people these days without having to go through traditional broadcast standards or the typical thing you have to do as an on-air personality. So I think that helps a lot.
Sure, but that's why they want to bring federal control over the web. You think they'll be successful, Anthony?
Well, they'll try. I don't know how successful they're going to be. It's very difficult. You know, one thing we've learned over the course of the years, it's very difficult to silence people. You could try. You could do pretty well. But there's going to be a point where people want to be heard, and they're going to be heard. It's exactly what you've been doing. It's what we're doing here, and it's what a lot of other people are doing. And it's our right as Americans to be able to speak and be heard and listen to opposing viewpoints. And I think that's going to emerge a lot. You're going to see a lot more of this happening.
Well, I want to thank.
That's what American culture is. We left Europe because we couldn't do what we wanted. We built a new country here, and the foundation of this country is do what you want. And to try to strip that away is un-American, and it goes against our own biology.
And notice they're trying to attack us for our greatest liberal, true liberal freedom. We said, live like you want as long as you don't hurt us. They go, we want to live like this, but you existing hurts us living like this. I mean, it's just incredible. Gavin McGinnis, CompoundMedia.com. Anytime you want to pop on, I'd love to get you guys on once a month or so. Thanks for your great work, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, Al.
We're going to come back now and drill into a bunch of news with Anthony Acumia, the head honcho over there at the operation, doing a great job. We're going to talk about the election, Hillary, all the breaking news. I'm actually getting some news straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You got a lot of powerful monopoly men, a lot of big combines that are set up the world government. They know how to use social envy, social warfare, class warfare, and they've taken our tax money and built public schools and colleges that are designed on record to turn people into basket case mental patients. And they've done it. So they could prey on these people, but also use them as big armies of zombie-like drooling trendies to try to enslave everybody else. It really is true. It really is happening. And the establishment worldwide is using the left as their takeover arm. They have compliant people on the right as well. But it's an amazing time to be alive, and the answer is you getting involved and not being scared of these people and just speaking out, because we are the majority of every race, color, and creed around the world. don't want to live under all this garbage. I mean, the old Soviet Union, they take your money and make you work as a slave, but at least you went home and were a man. A woman was a woman. You had your kids. They're even taking that away now because they just want us totally alone because they're control freaks. We're going back to Anthony Cumia, founder of Compound Media. Of course, he was one of the hosts of the opening Anthony show and a lot of other big programs as well that reached tens of millions of people. But as he got more serious in things and, well, they had to kick the most popular guy off the show. That was on record because he dared criticize Black Lives Matter that's funded by George Soros. Maybe he'll talk about some of that today with us. But listen, they're trying to get me off the air. They've kicked me off stations all over the country. A lot of times they go, yeah, the Beck people say we're going to remove his show if you're not taking off. And I'm like, nobody else does that with Clear Channel shows but Glenn Beck. They go, it's not Clear Channel, it's Glenn Beck. And that's why I don't like him. I mean, it's like, dude, just come on. You like rip off what I cover, that's fine, and then you mix it all together with weird Oprah Winfrey stuff, and then you want me to disappear. It's like you're a body snatcher. You don't want the original there. Just go be yourself, man. But that's what we're getting to. Leanne's going to pop in here in a few minutes, just briefly. If you want to hear more of this information and want to see us continue and have our reporters go around the country and show the anti-free speech people at the last two Trump rallies and cover Bilderberg and cover the RNC and DNC, buy the products. It's stuff you need. High-quality, non-GMO heirloom coffee, heirloom seeds. We've got really good water filtration systems at the lowest price, very high quality, that cut out all the trash, the garbage. Be smart, folks. I mean, you got to detox, and there's so much stuff in that water. 20% off Supermel Vitality that is just concentrated, thick oil of concentrated herbs that just boost libido, energy, stamina. Just try a bottle. It's got almost 5 stars on third-party sites. It's an amazing product. Anthroplex feeds into it as well. We got 20% off on our high-quality Survival Shield Nation 99X2. That's the good halogen. It's the anti-fluoride. It's the opposite of that, but in the same family and blocks it. Check out X2 today. We also have developed, in 2 years, a vitamin mineral slash amino acid fusion fruit punch drink where you don't drink the soda pop. You know, you don't drink all the garbage, the high fructose corn syrup. You drink this, it's totally natural. You get all the vitamins and minerals and things you need at one point, and it really is high quality. If you sign up for auto ship, you get 10% off. And you can also get free shipping on orders of $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have the Hillary for Prison shirt. That's our best-selling shirt in history. You see them all over TV, all over the Trump rallies. It's wonderful. You meet like-minded people. It takes a lot of money to fund this operation. I don't have George Soros doing it. We mainly fund it ourselves. I used to do it with sponsorship, but I couldn't expand at that level. So I got in, and I'm a free market, you know, guy selling high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support and what you've been doing because we couldn't do it without you. Supermel Vitality is back in stock. And look, maybe you're super conservative. And you like particular shows that talk about the New World Order. Or maybe you're more libertarian and like this broadcast. Or maybe you're more of a social liberal but a fiscal conservative. There's different type of broadcasts for everybody. But bottom line, we know the people running this country want to make us poor and break this nation so they can dictate terms to us going into this world government. And that's why now more than ever, I just beat this drum. Support free speech or lose it. Now, Anthony Cumia, I have been kind of ranting today, as I do. I kind of go manic on air. But there's so many other topics that I'm sure you're raising on your show. I know you raise. So I want to ask you now for the next 10 minutes or so before we go to Leanne to join us, what you're talking about on your show today or why you think so many young people like your show. Because, sure, I've seen your demographics. You got people that are 70, you know, 80 years old listening. You got a lot of folks that are 18 to, you know, 45 listening. But you also, because I know, have a ton of people 13 to, say, 20 listening. That excites me because they now understand the oppression happening in their schools. They understand that it's meant to make them guilty. I'm really proud that that a lot of young people are listening too. That really scares the power structure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously going to be talking about Trump clinching the nomination. Not that it was any question that he would. Hillary and those pesky emails. Oh boy, she's in a bit of Dutch for that one. But again, people just don't seem to want to put any responsibility on her. They will vote for her. They will support her no matter how crooked or dishonest she comes across. What I think both of us like doing are taking these stories, whether it's political or just some of these ridiculous entertainment stories or the distractions, and go behind them a little bit. See what motivates the mass media to put these things out there. See what their motivation is. I think people like when the curtain's pulled away a little bit and you expose these mass media organizations for what they are. They're spreading propaganda. It's what they're doing constantly. They're a tool of the government. And it's dangerous. There you go. Pulling back the curtain to show the wizard back there turning those knobs. I don't know if so many people are buying it anymore. I don't think we're as bamboozled as we were just even a few years ago. And it's refreshing to see that people are waking up. Because this is getting very dangerous for our personal freedoms. And we really need to be vigilant and talk about it, support shows like yours and the shows that we have here.
That really is the answer. Just don't do what they say. They're not our bosses. They claim there's no First Amendment. There still is. And just start disobeying all these unlawful directives from the establishment, and there's no way they can lock us all up. I mean, I think we're reaching that critical mass. I think earlier you guys made that point that just, you know, they tell us what to do. We don't do it anymore, just like the whole Trump chalking situation.
Yeah, when a few years ago it became fashionable to label us. You know, oh, he's a racist, he's a sexist, he's a homophobe, he's misogynistic. That ended the argument because the people were petrified of those labels. It would cost you your job, your reputation, or whatnot. Now people are starting to go, oh, really? Am I? Is that what I am today? And they'll continue to talk because it means nothing. It means nothing anymore. And I don't think there's that fear that they're holding over everybody's head anymore. And I see that, like I said earlier, as the light at the end of this long, dark tunnel of restriction and fear that we've had hanging over us, fear to express ourselves honestly, fear that we're going to lose our jobs and our reputation, and that's going to be on the Internet and never go away. I mean, I had to literally build a facility to broadcast and be open and honest and say things I wanted to say without having that cloud over my head that I was going to be crucified for what I'm talking about. And that's how dedicated I am to not letting the people that have been in charge for the past decade or so get away with this. I want people to be able to speak openly and honestly without this retribution.
You're in a fight. You're in a fight for your life, for America's fight, you name it. You're not laying down. And we find when we stand up, the enemy starts to fall. Look at this article. Obama, world leaders are right to be rattled by Trump. I mean, the communist Chinese lecturing us about Donald Trump and saying he's Hitler when they've killed more people than anyone else in history. I mean, it's just all these other Saudi Arabia telling us who we can vote for, and then the president running around with Hillary, tattling to world leaders as if when Americans get bossed around, we're supposed to just bow down. And I mean, they really have miscalculated. They've gone too far.
They've gone too far, and people are aware of it, and they're fighting back, finally fighting back. You know, when people talk about Donald Trump and the awful things he's done, it's, oh, Donald told a beauty contest contestant she shouldn't eat so much candy. And people lose their minds. Like, this is the worst thing you could possibly do. And then you have Hillary, who was using her personal email account to send and receive some of the most top secret documents that someone in her position can get or send. And they just go, oh, this is garbage. It means nothing. It's the vast right wing conspiracy again. They have nothing on Trump. They have things that he did as a goofy personality builder years ago. There's no secrets ready to jump out of his closet. We know about him. But Hillary, it's obvious she's a liar. She is pandering to get votes, which she has always done, learned.
And
that
now she's been caught lying repeatedly. Remember, she said there was not even a separate server or email before. She's been caught. She should be put in jail. And you know what? People think she's invincible. At a certain point, the establishment's going to turn on her as well.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that. We're already seeing that. You're not seeing, where is all that support for Hillary from people? You don't really see anybody except their dopey ass husband that she's trotting around. The poor guy, let him sleep. He looks exhausted. But that's all you're seeing as far as supporting Hillary. I think people are pulling away. They see this change coming and don't want to get into the wrong boat.
Now, Anthony, I want to shift gears for you because I mentioned this earlier when you were on, but I actually want to show the article for TV viewers and radio listeners. I'll describe it. It's in KXAN. It's in a bunch of other local news reports, and they are openly talking about Alamo Drafthouse, a national chain that's now grown all over the United States. And they say in their new theaters, they're going to just get rid of men and women's bathrooms altogether and then get rid of most of the toilets for women and make them bend over and use a urinal. I'm not kidding. And this is incredible. They're asking for feedback, and I'm going to go over this. But the reason I raised this is I brought it up with Gavin earlier. What do you think's behind it? Because I kind of ignored this for years because I just thought it sounded so stupid. But now I turn on TV, read a newspaper. It's like another world. All I hear about is these oppressed people, and so they need to be in the bathroom with me. And then now everyone, men and women, are going to go into a big, giant bathroom. It's one thing if you have individual bathrooms. So I mentioned this earlier. And then Leanne McAdoo's here, one of our reporters, and has the article. She got upset as a woman. I mean, she can't go to the movie theater now. I mean, who's going to do this? This is crazy town. What do you think is behind this?
I think, honestly, it's to take traditional values and throw them out the window. Gender is what it is. There are men and women. The second you try to eliminate that, you're trying to eliminate the basics of our society and what keeps us together as a society, what makes a traditional family. They hate what is traditional because it's what empowers the people. It's what made this country great based on what the people in this country have done. The more you can break that traditionalism apart, the more you can kind of run your people.
Exactly. I mean, if you can say that someone being a man or woman is hurtful to someone else might not identify, that's saying my identity can't exist because of what you say you've invented. That is the most bigoted, anti-human, anti-liberal thing I could imagine. It's just so freakazoid, and they keep getting crazier by the month. I wonder what's coming next. I mean, here's KXAN Austin, and it's in all the articles. Alamo Drafthouse seeks feedback on gender-neutral bathroom. They say their new design will hopefully eliminate conflict. Yeah, eliminate conflict. That's a little joke on us. It's meant for conflict. Then it goes on to say they're a type of urinal both men and women can use. It's new territory. And it's a huge nozzle. Leanne McAdoo described this for people. I mean, this is what this cult wants us to be under now.
Actually, I can't even...
We're going to turn your mic on. Guys, or it's not better than me. Go ahead. Go ahead, Leanne.
I can't even make out from the diagram exactly how they are expecting women to now just rearrange our anatomy in order to make this work, that women can now pee standing up. Like, how did this all of a sudden... Where does this come from?
The people are mental patients.
It's like overnight that they are trying to completely rewrite how science works. So when I have a baby someday and I ask the doctor, well, what is it, a boy or a girl? And he's going to say, you know, well, you just got to wait till find out what it decides it is.
That's a good point. Don't point the walls, you know, pink or blue. You just sit there and you wait for the government to tell you.
Right. Well, and that's the whole dehumanization thing, because if they can take away mother, father, brother, son, daughter, then it's all you're the legal guardian of this humanoid. I mean, it might not even be a person here eventually. They might rearrange.
And they're getting us ready for clones. They're getting us ready for chimeras. This is just getting us ready for body augmentation. You see the newscast? Your kid will soon have a chip. I'm all for technology, but not like having a chip like my cell phone that tracks me. Anthony, let me ask you this question. When you talk to folks who's on the ground in New York or Florida or you know, wherever you're visiting folks, I mean, are they getting that this stuff's going on?
Yeah, but look at how all this stuff has been presented over the years. You're talking about putting chips in people and children, and it's always presented as a convenience and new technology to help you. Mm-hmm. No one ever goes, hey, the government wants you to go to this building and have a chip put in you. People would go, oh, what are you, out of your mind? Yet we've been presented with our phones, which is literally a tracking system. It puts out to the world what we eat, when we sleep, where we go, our families, our friends, our political affiliation, all this stuff. If you told someone years ago that you would carry a device with all your information on it, pictures, all your preferences, you'd say, get out of here. I'm not going to do that. Well, it's always presented as a convenience. You need this, and we eat it up.
It's a doppelganger.
You have to be vigilant.
Wow, the way you put that is so true. It literally now, the new iPhones for a couple of years, tracks your heart rate, when you eat, where you go. I mean,
soon we won't be able to live without it. So, I mean,
After a little time goes by, and it's been this convenience that now you can't even leave the house without your phone. You lose your mind. So what they do then is say, well, do you realize this could be used, like you say, it tracks your health, maybe your heart rate, this, whatever other biometrics. Do you think that at some point won't be used to deny you insurance?
I'm going
to
know. You drank beer, you ate steak. Leanne, we're going to break. I'm going to come back and ask you both, though. But now, how do we counter this? I mean, I'm not going to the Alamo Draft House anywhere. If they start opening locations where my daughters have to go into bathrooms with men and squat over urinals.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is so new, this whole transgender thing. It's really still, you know, in a state of confusion. And yet they are rearranging bathrooms. They're writing federal laws. Like, where is this going? Where is this going to end? I mean, we're just now witnessing the beginning of this.
They admit in the Pentagon documents we've covered it 30 years ago, the globalist plan to make us asexual, where finally there's just no sex. You're not allowed, and we're going to drug you. THX1138, I see Anthony Cumia nodding his head. We're going to come back with himself and Leanne straight ahead. And David Knight's coming up. I saw a special report that is so important where Donald Trump destroys the New World Order. We're going to be airing that as well. We'll talk to Bernie Sanders, too.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right. Anthony Kuning is our guest. Got to get him back up more often. Really had a lot of fun talking to him today. David Knight's coming up. They're going to air a special report I shot that's going viral all over the internet. Tea Party News has picked it up. A bunch of other huge sites. It's going to get tens of millions of views. Trump exposes globalist coup inside America. I want to change it to over America. Elite in full panic mode. We're going to air that report. It's about 7 minutes long the next hour when David Knight takes over. Also, we've got a lot of other big news. I should have got into TSA and 70,000 people missing the flights in the last year and how they're demanding more money from Congress and the border's open and they're letting jihadists in. So we'll talk some about that. But just finishing up, Leanne, you had one other point you were going to make to Anthony on the whole thing about women have been forced to use urinals. And it's going to be weird, man. I already see it. You walk in, it's like women in the restroom. It's like, what's going on here?
Well, there's just a story that came out. A Saudi man shoots the doctor shortly after the doctor delivered his wife's baby because he didn't want a man to see his spouse naked. So, here you have people who are so terrified of having anyone see anything beyond a woman's eyes, and now you're going to force them to use all the bathrooms?
I mean, it's a mental illness. Saudi Arabia is completely mentally ill, and I'm bigoted for saying that. No, they're complete fruits. The Nazis were crazy. The Aztecs were nuts. People go crazy.
Yeah.
Why not admit Saudi Arabian people under this government are nuts? Anthony, I want to get some into the TSA. We were almost out of time, but we were getting into all this, and I forget the point before I went to break, but there's just so much going on. It's like crazy people are taking over.
Yeah, the TSA thing. I mean, not only are the lines ridiculous, everybody that goes to the airport realizes there's got to be a better way. And it's not working. I mean, there's something like a 98% failure rate when they test the TSA agents with explosives.
They never caught one terrorist.
So it's not even working. We're all waiting on these lines, and it's a dog and pony show to make us feel good and feel safe. It's not working.
Well, I mean, in Europe, you go over there now, and it's mainly the jihadis that run the security.
I don't know what kind of psychopath you'd have to be to fly out of De Gaulle Airport. At this point, they have people on the airport's payroll that are jihadis. I don't understand. What, you don't want to offend people? You'd rather blow up at 37,000 feet than offend somebody because you're questioning?
I think that's it. This is the global takeover of wimps. I mean, a lot of this is just capitulation. It's like the Germans. You have seen the video where the jihadis on TV is the government minister over immigration? And they go, soon, all you evil Germans will be gone. And the Germans clap.
They're clapping at their own extermination, which is ironic, but they are. I can't understand people that applaud and feel good about their culture, their history, their ancestry being erased. I don't get it.
Well, it's progressive and loving to hate yourself.
The truth is, I mean, I'm here to say it. I never used to bash the left, and I didn't like them, but I was just more libertarian. These people are demons. I mean, and they're mentally ill, and it's like Gavin was saying, they have daddy issues. They just want to overthrow everything because they can't build anything. So they see the civilization, and they get scared by it, like, freedom, what do we do? Bring in the jihadis. Right. You know, put beekeeper suits on the women.
Right, and they'll wait to collapse our society until they can disarm us. Like,
well, we're fighting back, and the world is waking up, and I just want to thank our guests for joining us. Closing comments, Anthony, it's great having you. Thanks for the time.
Well, when you look at what's happening, like at the Alamo Draft House, and what we've seen over the past 10 years with trying to squash people's freedom of expression and voicing their opinions, it's doing away with identity. They don't want us to have an identity, and traditional identities—a family, a man, a woman, the kids. Is a bad word. You can't, that's looked at as something terrible. Meanwhile, when you look around the world, that's what built it. That's what built all the that's amazing right. things. Yet now it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So all these little tricks that you see, they're trying to do away with people's identity.
Hold on, you're not done. Do five more. We got to go understand. Five more with us. And then, by the way, Ask Me Anything with Roger Stone tonight, hosted by InfoWars on Reddit. Free video feeds, InfoWars.com/show, 7 to 9 tonight. And we'll have Mountain News on top of it. So it's just an orgy of info. Stay with us.